Nimadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane. Namaste, Sarasvati Deve, Gauravani Bacharane, Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paskita Adesatanine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Siya Dvaita Gadadhar, Siva Sati Gaurna Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think I am certainly honored, like all of us are, to be in this wonderful gathering of Vaishnavas. Actually, according to my plan, I shouldn't even be here, because I was due to leave March 16th back to America. But due to some complications with a surgery that I had at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, by Krishna's grace, I am here. So I'm very happy. I take that as a great mercy, although some of you know that quite a bit of suffering went on a personal level in recuperation. But I was thinking that previous to sitting here and hearing the talks today, that I shouldn't have gone through that operation because of the difficulty in recuperation. But now I am very thankful I did. And not only for being here today, but for many reasons, also internal reasons of purification. So it's very inspiring to hear from Radhana Swami the reasons for taking sannyas. There were two reasons that stood out in my mind. I think he gave two reasons. And one is to come closer to Krishna, which certainly we all want. And the other is to give up our lives for the benefit of others. It was mentioned the world. And I think that's also what we would like, all of us, to one degree or the other. And actually that's possible, that spirit of sannyas and that desire to take sannyas for these reasons can be manifested in our lives in whatever position we are. We've seen since my stay here, especially with Vaishnava Seva Prabhu and his good wife Kalindi Mataji, how they are preaching on a very broad scale, even though they are very, very busy in their own household lives. They are fully engaged in preaching. So this is very inspiring. And again, we can actually apply these two principles to our lives, wanting to become closer to Krishna and also devoting part of our time and activity to preaching for the benefit of others. So Devamrita Prabhu is such an inspiration. I remember in 2006 we came to Vrindavan for the release of our first DVD in our series following Srila Prabhupada. And it was a wonderful event. We had probably 1,000 devotees come and gather, all desiring to hear from Srila Prabhupada and see his images and also hear from his followers. We had one screen for the ladies and one screen for the men. Huge screens, side by side. And his part in organizing that, I pretty much just showed up wanting to do this event, and he gave us all time and facility to do that with a very, very wonderful outcome. So I just got a little taste of his humility, generosity, and good management. So we are very happy to see this event today, that he's taking this wonderful step. It inspires all of us. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he's commenting on that verse by the Avantipur Brahmana, two words stand out, Paramatma Nishtam. So Srila Prabhupada explains that Paramatma Nishtam means to be fully engaged in devotional service. This is the hallmark of a sannyasi. Srila Prabhupada asked Gurudas, what does a sannyasi mean? And he rightly replied, to be ready to serve Krishna 24 hours a day. Now we see that certainly Devamrita Prabhu has that quality to want to serve Krishna, and I personally experienced while he was president in Vrindavan that he gave it everything, all of his energy. Sometimes he would be completely exhausted at the end of the day with all the different situations in Vrindavan that he handled. So one might say, well, what's, you know, he's already serving Krishna 24 hours a day. Why take sannyas? Right? So what comes to my mind, what other devotees have expressed so nicely, but I'll say it again, is that it gives an example to the other devotees. Every society needs good examples, shining lights, our heroes, as you say, for them to be inspired also to devotional service. So, Devamrita Prabhu is taking this role of inspiring. He's already doing that. I saw myself. He inspired so many people to do so many things in Vrindavan. But this is an extra facility to do that even better. So today is a very auspicious day. Lord Ramchandra's appearance day. And this is a very auspicious ceremony, the sannyas ceremony. So we're benefiting so much on this day by being able to participate in and observe this auspicious ceremony on this very wonderful day. But we should give all of our good wishes and all of our blessings to Devamrita Prabhu so that he may continue more and more to inspire people to take the Krishna consciousness more and more. Hare Krishna.
Me? What about...